Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Pleased to have on the phone with me now Senator Phil Pavlov of St. Clair, Republican Senator of St. Clair. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing very well. I know you're headed out of town, heading for Washington, D.C., some meetings, I presume.
Exactly. Yes, we're going to go get educated this weekend there.
Well, you are chair of the Senate Education Committee, so you've got to keep on top of everything going on.
No question. We have not run out of things to do.
Yeah, that's kind of the perception. Well, the budget's passed through. You guys can take it easy now. Boy, is that not the case.
No, it isn't the case. And I'll tell you, we're lining up a big reform agenda on the education front, but we're also dealing with just a number of issues that we haven't been able to get to because of the pressure of the shortened time frame for the budget. But in retrospect, we've got a pretty solid state budget in place, and I'd put it up against anyone in the country in terms of a structural balance and long-term viability.
So you think the budget is in good shape, and where we're headed with this is the right direction?
Oh, I do. I mean, clearly for the first time in nearly a decade, we've made a major contribution to our long-term debt, and that is a big help to every unit of government in the state. If we can begin to move to a AAA bond rating for the state of Michigan, it brings down the cost of government to every school district, municipality, and fire department around. So,
on the right track.
I hope so.
On the right track. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about that's been in the headlines a lot lately is this helmet law and the possibility of repealing the decades-old helmet law. You sponsored a bill in the Senate that would move that forward. Tell me what's behind your sponsorship of this bill.
Well, this is back in 2005 when I was first elected to the state house. This issue's been around the legislature for a very long time. It has had bipartisan support, passed the House, passed the Senate in different times, but always met with the governor's veto pen. And we just feel that there's a new day in Michigan. We've got a new executive, new governor, and the passion and the support for a helmet choice in the state of Michigan is still running very strong. So I figured let's ask the question, ask it early, so it isn't a lingering issue. And if we can get the number of votes to move it out of the Senate, onto the House, hopefully to the governor's desk for signature.
What is it? Do you ride a motorcycle?
I used to. I haven't ridden one in a while.
The question of safety, of course, comes up from the other side, and those who are pro-helmet law keep talking about the safety factor and injuries and insurance costs after the fact. Do these not bear up for you? Do the statistics not back those up?
Well, statistics are puzzling things at times, and I think if you take a look at the Midwest, and especially our bordering states within the Great Lakes region, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, they are all they have all repealed their mandatory helmet laws. And I think that you just take the by virtue of the risk associated with jumping on a motorcycle to begin with, very different than automobile transportation. There aren't a lot of safety factors built in, and I think what I've learned in this debate, and it has been fascinating, but I think the takeaway from here is that maybe people don't really understand the value of a helmet. I mean, I think it was brought up in committee on many different occasions that a DOT crash helmet is only certified to take an impact of between 14 and 17 miles per hour. Really, what kind of protection do you have in place? Now, personally, you asked me if I rode a motorcycle, and I do at times, and I don't think I would get on one without that helmet on. That doesn't mean everybody else views it the same way. I think if you really took a look at the statistics on injuries, you're wide open, and a lot of the lower body leg injuries that result in massive bleeding are a result of the impact where the head might not have been involved in the fatality.
Well, and Governor Snyder has said, sir, that he would support it as long as other motorists aren't footing the bill for medical costs associated with.
Well, what's funny is in Michigan we have no-fault insurance, and it is the last state in the country that has no fault. You want to talk about insurance rates, that's a much longer and broader conversation, but the reality is in Michigan, we have what we have, what we call the catastrophic claims pool. And everybody who purchases a license plate pays into it. Motorcycles pay into it. Cars pay into it. And that goes in to support the catastrophic side of injuries in the state of Michigan. Unfortunately, while a motorcyclist pays into it, cannot claim it unless there's another automobile involved in the accident. So, for instance, if you're driving your motorcycle and you've already paid your premium into the catastrophic claim pool, you hit a deer and you have a catastrophic claim, you cannot collect on that. If you drive that motorcycle because of a malfunction into an oak tree, you cannot claim it. The only time you can do that is if there's another car involved in that accident. So there's some disparities within our insurance code as well.
Is this a personal rights issue, as you've discussed it? I mean, you've sponsored this bill. I assume you've had lots of conversations with bike riders, as well as being one from time to time. Is this about personal rights for most of them?
I think it is, and I think, you know, some of the other elements that we haven't really talked about yet is, you know, the impact, potential impact on tourism in the state of Michigan.
That was my next question.
Yeah, well, motorcycles, those motoring groups are growing. And they're growing at very, very rapid paces. And if you're the Great Lakes State and you're promoting our beautiful state in a national respect, and motorcycle riders that have that passion to ride without a helmet, they will go to Indiana and Illinois and Ohio and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. And if they got to throw a helmet on, they're not as likely to be able to get their big groups to come and fill our hotels, eat at our restaurants, to buy our gasoline. I mean, there is an element of tourism involved. My friends all ride. They typically load up their bikes on trailers and go to the next event. They do that because they can ride without a helmet. That isn't the only reason, but it's a freedom issue for, you know, somebody that wants to do it. And this doesn't mean that you can't wear a helmet in the state of Michigan. If you feel comfortable with that helmet on, by all means do it. But if you'd like to do it without it, should have the ability to make that choice yourself.
There are a couple of restrictions or conditions, perhaps I should say, that are on this bill that you're looking at.
Yeah, the bill is a simple bill, but it does require you to have a motorcycle safety training class if you haven't had a cycle endorsement for 2 years. You must be 21 to go helmetless, and you know, so those are a couple of provisions that we've said, you know, we just don't want everybody new, especially the new motorists that are out there that, you know, are still learning about the awareness. But I tell you, one of the biggest, you know, public policy things that we could be doing is beginning to educate the other motorists about the visual identification of motorcycles. I mean, we've had, you'll see billboards around the state that are saying, you know, keep an eye out for motorcycles. They get in blind spots, and they're small, and they're hard to see sometimes. And with all the distractions that we have on the roads today, you know, we've got to have a better awareness, especially as the temperature rises in the state of Michigan in the summer months.
Well, very good. It's a bill we're going to follow along. It looks like it has better chances this time than it's had in a long time. Would you agree?
I'm optimistic.
Very good. Well, travel safe, sir, and we'll look forward to talking with you when you get back.
All right, Cheryl. Thanks for your interest.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Senator Phil Pavlov, Republican senator from St. Clair. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.